When you tell people you're uprooting your life to move to Mexico for a guy you've known for 3 dates, the reactions sort themselves pretty fast. There's the supportive camp, the skeptical camp, and then the third kind, which is harder to clock in the moment. That's the people who have real thoughts and decide not to share them with you. You find out about those later, usually the hard way. My mom had reservations. She didn't hide them, exactly, but she held them with both hands and offered them up carefully, the way you do when you know the person you love is not going to listen. She worried about how fast we were moving. She thought he might be using me. The green card concern. The American with money concern. The all of it concern. I told her she was wrong. I told her I could tell the difference. I told her he wasn't like that. She let me proceed, because I was an adult, and she would love me either way. Then she came to visit. And then she came back. And kept coming back. What won her over wasn't a trip or a grand gesture. It was just him, in the day-to-day. He was warm with her in a way that was easy and genuine, the way some people just are. He made her breakfast. He sat with her at lunch. He took her around the city. He showed up at community things. He made her feel at home in a country that wasn't hers. Photogrid. HTML. https://images/blog/2026/05/mexico-series/part2/house-exterior-with-mom.webp/assets/images/blog/2026/05/mexico-series/part2/house-exterior-with-mom.webp. Alts equals the two moms in the giant red chair at San Felipe Beach, Thanksgiving 2023. Two women who couldn't share a language and didn't need to. The two moms at the pool in Mazatlan, March 2024. This was their thing by this point. The two moms at a resort cabana in Puerto Vallarta. The friendship ran on something other than words. Caption equals San Felipe, Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta. They built their own thing, didn't need us for it. That friendship is over now. When the marriage ended, so did this. My mom doesn't talk to his mom anymore. She can't. There's no bridge left that doesn't go through a marriage that no longer exists. That's one of the quieter losses of the whole thing. Two women who figured out how to be friends across a language barrier, across a border, across every reason it shouldn't have worked. And the thing that ended it had nothing to do with either of them. Neither mom fully deserved that part. The friends who knew. Some of my Mexican friends and acquaintances had more specific reservations. They knew the cultural context I didn't have yet. There's a word, vividor. It translates roughly as freeloader, but that sells it short. It describes someone who makes a lifestyle out of attaching themselves to people with resources, moving through the world on other people's effort and generosity without any real intention to change that. It's a known type, especially in certain communities. I didn't know this word when I met him. Several people who knew or knew of him knew it very well. They didn't tell me. I understand why. It's hard to say that to someone who's glowing. Also, I probably would have argued. Linda. Linda had her own experience with a failed marriage, one where I had given her some fairly direct, tough love at the time. So when it was my turn, she held back. She was supportive in the ways that mattered. She had her thoughts. She kept most of them. I've never held that against her. It's hard to volunteer something someone isn't ready to hear. Everybody else. The Wido group was genuinely happy for me. They said I looked different, that I was glowing. I was. He was. We both were. The way you are in the first year of something you've never felt before. I had always been told that when you meet the right person, you just know. In my mid-30s, I finally understood what that meant. I felt it in my chest. The party house. Here's something nobody tells you about buying a place in Mexico 2 hours from San Diego. You will see more of your San Diego friends than you ever did when you all lived in the same city. We became the getaway. People came down on long weekends, on random three-day holes in their calendars, on any excuse they could manufacture. We threw parties, we hosted dinners. The terrace was almost always full of someone. For just my I meant what I wrote in part one about seeing people more in Ensenada than I ever did in San Diego. It's true, and it remains one of my better memories from that chapter. I meant what I wrote in part one about seeing people more in Ensenada than I ever did in San Diego. It's true, and it remains one of my better memories from that chapter.
But being the party house gets old. Eventually you realize there's a proverb about never lacking for friends when you're the one supplying the venue, the food, and the wine. To be fair, my people mostly contributed, mostly paid their way. But the hospitality still falls on you. It's work. We kept doing it anyway. The early days called for it. We were happy. Everyone could see it. I wasn't listening to the warnings. I was too busy being the couple everyone was coming to see.